When you go see a movie these days, there's often not a lot to remember about the theater itself. It's got walls and a screen and a place for you to sit, but the architecture and decorations are often unremarkable. It was not always so. We used to build majestic theaters for screen and stage and have restored a number of them to their former glory, like the Cascade in Reading, the Egyptian in Coos Bay, and the Criterion in Medford. What does it take to make an old theater seem like new again? That will be a topic tomorrow when Restore Oregon convenes a historic theater workshop in Medford. And we have somebody who's in the process of trying to restore a historic theater with us right now. Randy McKay is the executive director of Jefferson Live, which manages the Cascade and the Holly. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So you've actually restored one theater before the Holly, correct?
This is actually my third.
Third, okay.
Yes.
How long and involved a process is it usually?
It really depends a lot on the condition of the theater and the speed with which fundraising takes place, but it's never short. It's usually somewhere around 5 to 7 years.
Does technology change fast enough to give you advantages in restoring theaters now that you might not have had 10 or even 15 years ago?
It does, but more so, I think, on the equipment front. Once the theater is restored and you're making it ready for modern use, the techniques to restore theaters are much the same as the techniques that were originally used to build them. So, actually gets harder and harder every year to find people who have the craftsmanship and the ability to understand three-dimensional plaster work or hand-carved woodwork or ornamental paint. So those are our challenges on every one of these highly ornate buildings,
which is being experienced by a number of theaters around Oregon. So tell us about what Restore Oregon is in the first place, that's in charge of this workshop tomorrow.
Well, Restore Oregon is the Oregon component of the National Trust for Historic Preservation. They're the regional partner for the state of Oregon. And so they're very interested in keeping and restoring Oregon's cultural heritage, whether it's our theaters or other historic buildings and sites. They were interested, along with Oregon Main Street and Travel Oregon, in understanding more about the economic impact of historic theaters in the state of Oregon, and they worked with the University of Oregon to create a study of the historic theaters in the state a year and a half ago. And that study found that there are quite a few of Oregon's historic theaters that are sitting vacant, unused, not producing revenue, not helping their community. And historic theaters, of course, are located in older downtowns that need revitalization. So it is a natural fit and one that works. It's one of the best downtown revitalization programs in the country. If you look at communities that are really vibrant, usually they're centered, their historic downtowns are centered around dining and entertainment. So bringing them back to life is a huge economic boon. And so when they discovered that there were so many of them that weren't producing, that weren't serving the public, they put together a series of workshops so that community members can find out more about what it takes to restore those buildings, bring them back to life, what the impacts would be, and frankly, how you do it. Where do you even start with a project like that?
So how many candidates are there around Oregon, Randy, for this kind of revitalization? The theaters that are sitting vacant or at least underused, if not misused, disused?
I wish I could give you the exact figure. I believe there are there are 15 of them that are completely abandoned.
Really?
And there are, I want to say there are around 80 of them that are in use in some fashion, but many of them underperforming or needing restoration work or the like. So the University of Oregon study is available online. I would check for the link through Restore Oregon, and you can find out the specifics of those.
So I guess that means that the likes of the Egyptian Theater in Coos Bay, the Criterion, and it is hoped the Holly in Medford are the rarities, the ones that have been restored?
There are quite a few that are operating, especially in the Portland metro area. There are quite a few operating historic theaters, but there are quite a few more in almost every little tiny town had a theater at one point, and many of the smaller communities are no longer operational. So looking at if they can be economically viable and if they can help pull a community back together and help provide some vitality to their downtown is really what this series of three workshops is about.
All right, this is tomorrow at the Carnegie Library in Medford. Registration required. What are some of the things you wish somebody had told you in a workshop like this when you were starting on the first of your three theater restoration projects?
I guess the first thing to know is that it is a lot of work. Yes, it sounds great, like great fun to restore and open and even operate a theater, but if it were easy, everyone would do it and there wouldn't be any closed theaters. So just expect that it's a lot of work and it's a lot of time commitment. Beyond that, every theater is unique in what it can provide physically, the building space itself, and what each community needs. So it's not so simple as just putting together a basic game plan and running with it.
How is the Holly doing on the schedule you have you've put it on? I mean, is it holding up to its timeline?
It is. We are working on a number of things to be able to start construction on the interior restoration, the final step, by January, which would have us open the holiday season or early the following year. So we're looking at late 2017, early 2018 for an opening, but the need is still there for fundraising. We're not quite finished yet.
No doubt. For you and for the other historic theaters around Oregon, the workshop is tomorrow at the Carnegie Library in Medford. Randy McKay is the executive director at the Holly Theater. Thanks so much for joining us once again on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks. It was great.